The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. Really appreciate it. It's freezing out there, but it is sunny. It looks like it's going to be a great day. The Buckeyes play later on today at 4 o'clock, so I want to wish them well. Hopefully they'll beat Wisconsin this time, even though they didn't last. And so today we're going to have an interesting show. You may remember that we did a show where we had covered the Give Kids a Smile event that I went up to Cleveland to cover. It was at Case Western Reserve University. And by the way, February is Children's Dental Health Month. And this event took place on February 3rd. And there were some interviews that with some dental students that I hadn't gotten around to air. We just basically didn't have time for them, so we'll be listening to those later on in the show. We'll be listening to an interview that where I was interviewed by a girl named Tanya Williams for a publication that she writes, a health publication, so that'll come later. Today is episode 216, so we've been doing this for 215 times. This will be our 216th. I want to mention a couple things. Last night, my wife and I went to an event that is put on by the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. And it was called Dancing with Our Stars. And it was a gala, it was a dinner, it was dancing. And there were a lot of what are called self-advocates, folks who happen to have Down syndrome that were there. And several of them had taken dance lessons and they put on a little performance. A lot of money was raised for Down syndrome. Kurt Ludlow was there as the MC. And I got to meet Kurt, and a really great guy. And it was just a wonderful event, just very, very heartwarming. If you get a chance to go to this in the future, please sign up. Actually, last night's was sold out, so it was very great. And the reason I bring this up, as you may know, is Down Syndrome Association is kind of has a soft spot in my heart, and I raise money for them through my golf outing. This year will be the 6th annual, and so you know we're gearing up for that. We actually had our first meeting on Friday to get ready for that. Right now, the target date is July 28th. It may actually move to July 27th. We're not sure yet, but we are in full steam ahead mode for that. And let me also talk about Dentistry from the Heart. My first organizational meeting was held at my office this last Tuesday, the 21st of February. And so we had several people from the community come. It was a great turnout. And the next meeting, if you'd like to come and join us and help plan this, is March 13th, also at my office at 4308 North High Street. 5 o'clock is when the meeting is. And, you know, it's last year we saw 454 people for free. This year we're in conjunction with Dr. Erin Whitaker, whose office is across the street from mine. And with her 5 dental chairs that she's offering up, we hope to see 630 people. Now, that's a lot of people. It's a lot of preparing. And there's just a lot that has to be done. I want to give a shout out and to my sister-in-law Nita and her husband Dan, who are in town, and I understand they're listening. As you can tell, Nita's family, they were kind of poor because they couldn't afford to buy a vowel, couldn't afford to buy that A to make it Anita, so they just went with Nita. But anyway, and also for those people and businesses and things that are helping me out with my charity events, I plan on thanking folks on the air, so I want to start by thanking the Columbus Film Commission, Jerry Davis of State Farm Insurance, and BW3. So far, those folks, those companies have stepped up and are helping. And I want to encourage folks to go to either dentallyspeaking.com or go to drkavitko.com, because on both websites, you will find an area of the screen where you can donate to these charitable functions that we are putting on. And any help that you can be would be wonderfully appreciated. Any amount, $5, $10, $20, you know, whatever it is, because it takes thousands of dollars to put on these events. So I want to kind of encourage folks to get involved in that way. If you can't come and help plan, then maybe you can help financially, or maybe an in-kind donation. Maybe you own a water company and you could donate water, or maybe you own a distributorship of, say, soda. You could donate that. All right, so let's move on. This interview, like I said, is an interview that we didn't get to air for Give Kids a Smile Day. And because of that, there's no real setup. So I'm going to let you know that this was during the clinic, everything that was going on in the clinic. The kids were all there. The kids were being seen. And we went from the outer lobby into the clinic, did some interviews, and then moved on in further and found these dental students to interview. So here we go. All right, so I'm walking down the hall of this central clinic here with all these kids, and somebody recognized the logo on my microphone, Sunny 95. So you listen to Sunny 95, or you're from Ohio, or what?
Well, I went to Ohio State for undergrad, so I'm familiar with Sunny 95 from my Columbus days.
Okay, and how many years ago was that?
I left Columbus 2.5 years ago.
Okay. Are you a dental student now?
I'm a second-year dental student at Case, yeah.
Okay, so they have the second years helping as well. So the third and fourth-year students are doing dentistry, and the second year you're doing administrative?
No, we're all kind of doing everything. It's pretty basic stuff today. It's like exams, cleanings, sealants. So even second semester first years could do most of that stuff.
Oh, that's neat. So you have first-year students too?
Everybody's here. Whole school.
I didn't know that. So now, I assume you listen to Sunday 95, but I'll give you a way to access podcasts.
Sure.
And I'll give you a card here in a minute, but I may as well mention it. You can listen live by going to Sunday95.com and click on the Listen Live button. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, Sundays. Or you can get access to old shows. Podcasts are on dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes.
Very cool. I'll check it out.
Okay, so tell me why you wanted to become a dentist.
I don't know. I like working with my hands. I wanted to have a higher education and just kind of did some exploring in the world of careers, and I thought it'd be a good idea.
Okay, you know what? I forgot to ask your name.
Oh, Jeff Berlin.
Jeff Berlin. Okay, and in a minute we'll talk to your buddy over here.
Sure.
So you like working with your hands. I'll tell you what, when I was being interviewed, I think before I was being interviewed, somebody said, if you say you like working with your hands, they're going to ask you, why don't you become a carpenter? Did anybody ask you those kind of questions when you were being interviewed?
No. No, they didn't. I like working with my hands and with people.
So. Okay. There you go. There's the component.
If a carpenter's working with people, they probably have something weird going on. So.
Okay. So how many children will you see today?
Probably about 3 or 4 kids per team of 2 students. So.
Okay. That's a lot. And then 400 children. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Are you surprised at how quiet and how polite and how well-behaved they are?
Most of the kids are great. They're happy to be here. I think it's exciting for them to get out of school for a day and kind of go on an adventure. So they seem to like it.
Yeah. And what's your name?
Nor.
Nor what?
Almandalal.
Okay. That's a long word.
Yeah, it's a long one.
And where are you from?
I'm from the suburbs of Cleveland.
Which one?
Gates Mills.
Let's see. I haven't heard of that one. I grew up in Twinsburg.
Oh, okay. That's further east of Gates Mills.
Is there anything else?
Close to Mayfield.
I've heard of Mayfield. Yeah. Okay. Why do you want to be a dentist? You're a second year also?
Yeah.
So why did you want to be a dentist?
It's a great lifestyle for a woman, and I love working with people, and I have great personal skills, and I love helping people. So I think it's a blend of everything I want.
This is right up your alley then, this event, huh?
Yep, it is.
Now, it's my understanding that these Give Kids a Smile events, they're not always at dental schools and large clinics like this, that individual dentists can hold their own events. Is that right?
I'm not sure about that.
Not sure? Okay, I'll have to find somebody else that knows. But it's nice of you guys to do this and to give back, and these kids. Are you familiar with the story of DeMonte Driver?
No.
What's your name?
Chaim Jacob.
What was it?
Chaim Jacob.
Chaim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you're a second year also?
Fourth year. I'm a fourth year.
Fourth year. Okay, cool. So you're going to be 3 months, you'll be Dr. Jacob. Okay. Yeah. Are you familiar with the story about DeMonte Driver?
The DeMonte Driver.
No. Okay, well let me just tell you, are you familiar with the story about DeMonte Driver? I'll tell you all at the same time.
Yeah, it was a famous case. Yes. It was a PBL case.
It was?
DeMonte Driver. Something about fluoridation. No, no.
No, that's wrong.
Something word. About access to care.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Barriers to care of some sort. I don't remember the story.
You can Google DeMonte Driver. It's DiamonteE. Or just
Driver
Google.
Infection.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
Some sort of odontogenic infection that was presumably preventable. If I don't remember that.
No, you're doing really well. What it is he had severe tooth decay. He had untreated dental disease.
Yeah.
What does PDL mean?
Or it was the PBL. It was just
PBL.
Based learning group session that we had. I think it was based off of that. He didn't have enough money to cover his dental.
His mom was on Medicaid, and she didn't take him. Somehow his brother had an appointment, but he didn't, and he had mentioned he had pain, tooth pain. And he became septic from his dental infections. It spread to his brain. And after two surgeries, within a couple days, he still died. So that's one reason why we're all here today, to make sure that never happens again.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Saving the world. Yeah. One tooth at a time.
No, well, you really are, because he would be here if he'd have been taken. And you'll be able to do that sooner.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to dealing with, you know, infections that could potentially spread and help people get out of pain.
Well, I mean, it's a lifestyle, too. I mean, I just on, what was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 minutes? Was it 2 weeks ago? I took care of a woman. She's 30. You guys are 26, 28, right?
I'm 25.
25, okay. Well, think about this. This woman, she was 30 years old. She'd only seen the dentist twice in her life because her parents couldn't afford dental care. And she, what I did is I brought her in and I did IV sedation and I did something like, 7.5 hours on day one, 5 hours on day two. I extracted 13 teeth. I did 14 restorations, made her an upper and lower partial denture. And for the first time in her life, she's cavity free. You know, I mean, you guys, your degree is going to allow you to just change people's lives immensely. It's just, it's really cool. You've picked a great profession.
How did you find this patient? How did this work out?
Well, I do a lot of charity work. I have a thing called Dentists from the Heart that we do, and I've done some work with Team Smile. We're trying to bring Team Smile to Columbus, and I'm also relatively well-known in my community, so I get letters from people asking for my help, and this was a request, can you help my friend, kind of a thing. And I just did one on, let's see, this is Friday. I did one on Wednesday. A guy had written me a letter a couple times over 6 months. You know, can you help me? My teeth are terrible and I can't get a job. And he has a checkered past. He'd been in prison, but he turned his life around. And I found myself with some free time. And I said, you know, yeah, if you can come on in, we'll get you taken care of. So we did some fillings and I gave him a couple crowns using the CEREC machine. So he walked out of the office with his two front teeth back, you know. Now, you can't afford to do it on everybody. Don't get me wrong, you know. Something to think about, right?
Right, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you can, we have the opportunity to actually be of service to other people and give them something that most people aren't able to assist them in. And I think that's gives a special role in society to actually go out there, and we should be proactive about it. So, like, for example, Give Kids a Smile Day today, I think it's an amazing idea, and it's sort of like seeding us for the future, you know, helping us get a better understanding of what impact we can have on the people around us.
Exactly, and I was asked to give a talk to the OSU dental students two Fridays ago, and the topic was outreach after dental school with total satisfaction, and it's just how to keep in mind that there are people less fortunate and that you do need to do your best. Now, I did tell the students, if you have school loans to pay, don't be giving away too much at the beginning years. You know, make sure you're on solid footing because you're able to do a better job of helping others if you're successful yourself. So if you can't help a single person for the first 5 years or 10 years, I wouldn't feel bad about that, because there'll come a day when you can afford to do what I was just telling you I'm doing, you know?
I mean, most of us here, our tuition's astronomically high, so a lot of people graduate here over $300K in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think the public realizes that.
It's crazy how expensive going here.
Yeah. Well, I went to undergrad here, so even that is more than, you know, most universities. But it's a great school, and you'll just go out, get those loans paid down, be successful, and then just think of all the good that you'll be able to do. But don't feel bad if you can't do it for a while, really. But you know what? There's some cheaper things you can do. You could do mouth guards. They cost you a couple bucks for...
Scaling doesn't cost... I mean, you could... Just scaling can really turn someone's health around real quickly, too.
Right, just getting the large chunks off, getting the debris off. Yeah, they'll get them started.
The inflammation down.
And there's research to prove that you can teach people how to floss their own calculus, right?
Yeah.
Floss their tartar. They can keep their tartar clean, and they'll keep their gums a little bit healthy. So, no, I definitely understand. In fact, the first thing I said to those students was, I realize you have debt, you know, and 3 years prior to me talking, they had a speaker who said something about, you need to go out and give back and do free dentistry. And one of the students raised her hand and says, but we have school loans, just like you just said. And the speaker made her feel like really tiny, like she, how dare you, you know, say your loans are more important than doing free dentistry. And I sought her out in the clinics later that day, and I told her, I said, don't worry, you just get yourself established, be as successful as you can, the time will come, but get those loans paid down, and you don't want to stress about it. So, but they'll come, you'll have a chance. Oh, what else do we do? You can do, if you have a CERC machine, you can do a free crown every once in a while if you have a free time in your chair, right? You can, you know, if it's open anyway and they'll come now.
You can do build ups.
Yeah, exactly. You can do a big build up. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. So,
there's a lot of cheaper options that you could do that will, you know, eliminate the disease from the patient's mouth and just keep them going, maybe until they are financially stable or something, but like to get them out of pain and whatnot. I think the biggest thing though is like oral hygiene. And I find that a lot of patients, they don't get the proper instruction with that. That's really, my perception of it might be wrong, but like the majority of dental problems are really, really preventable.
Oh, I agree.
And it's unbelievable. I just see people, you see them every 3 months for new cleaning. It's like, honestly, if you took care of yourself a little bit better. So I think it's a knowledge that needs to be spread out a little bit further, and that'll definitely take off a lot of burdens from the, you know.
Yeah.
I agree with Chaim, because a lot, you know, you ask anybody, to say, well, how many times should you brush? Well, twice a day. And should you floss? Yeah, you should floss every day. Well, how many times a week do you actually floss? You know, people don't want to, and you say, well, show me how you floss. They think it's just get the food out from between your teeth, and like, well, there's really a whole lot more you can accomplish.
They think if you make that little snapping sound, they flossed, right?
Right, yes, pop into the context, yeah.
Exactly, and I'll explain, it's not that sound. The sound has nothing to do with whether your teeth are clean. It's did you actually clean the tooth? Did you actually swipe it clean, rub it clean? And so then we can show them. But what I did the math on this girl that I told you I did the work on. What we provided for her would have cost her about $11,000.
How much?
$11,000. But what I did the math, and I figured out she hadn't been in 30 years. She's 30 years old. So I divided by 30 and divided by 12. You know how much that would have added up to per month if she'd have just set that much aside? Anybody want to guess? What do you think it would have been per month?
I spaced out.
Like $30?
That's it, $30.45.
Yeah.
Is that amazing or what?
Amazing.
But that,
how much?
That sounds cheap, but not everybody can afford $30 a month.
But they can if they knew what problems it would come ahead. I mean,
or they get rid of their data.
Yeah, it's not fun not having teeth, I'm sure. I see people, they struggle.
Exactly.
And then teeth start shifting, and they become embarrassed by the way their mouth looks, and you know they're less confident, which is huge. They're less confident, which is a huge factor in their financial success, potentially.
In fact, I'll be reporting on it on Sunday's show. There was a woman that got arrested for robbing a bank, and the reason she gave, do you remember the reason? Did you hear about this?
No.
She needed the money because she couldn't afford new teeth. Needed new teeth. She had no teeth.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything bad about that.
Got to do what you got to do, right?
I'm biased.
So it's okay to rob a bank if it's for your teeth.
Only for free teeth.
That's funny. Anyway, all right, guys. Well,
no, they weren't free.
I'm getting the impression that you guys need to go see patients. So thank you so much for talking with
me. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Nice meeting you, Doc.
Same here. Bye-bye.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And I got to thinking that if I'm asking people to go to drkvitko.com to donate to my charity events, you need to know how to spell Kvitko. So today, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day is, how do you spell Kvitko? All right. The winner receives free flowers delivered this Tuesday afternoon to your place of business from Weistember Florist. That's free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered this Tuesday afternoon. And the phone number to call is 459-9769, 459-WSNY. So go ahead and call now.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Since I retired, I enjoy spending time with my dog, Ranger.
In the evenings, I really enjoy curling up with a good book and my cat, Piper.
Making sure Ranger stays in good health is very important to me.
Every 6 months, I take Piper to Dr. Mike at Grandview Animal Clinic for a checkup.
Dr. Mike's complete 12-system physical examination is thorough.
And Dr. Mike and his staff are so friendly and caring.
Call Dr. Mike at 614-486-9595. That's 614-486-9595.
Or visit GrandviewAnimalClinic.com.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Remember the beautiful smile you had before you had dentures? Do your denture teeth not even look like your natural teeth did? Do you not even recognize yourself when you look in the mirror? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. I believe we have a winner on the line, Allison. Hey, Allison, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
Hi. Well, I'm an independent contractor for massage therapy.
Oh, cool. So that means you go out and do those chair massages?
Yeah.
People put their people put their face in the whole thing?
Yes, the people with the face in the hole.
Okay. Well, hey, thank you for calling. What is your guess?
K-V-I-T-K-O.
Very good. You're like one of three people that know how to spell that, and the other one's my wife. So anyway. No, thank you so much for calling, and stay on the line. My producer will get you, get your information so we can get you the free flowers from Bystember, okay?
Thanks so much.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. All right, so let's now, this next section or segment of the show, we're going to change gears a little bit because we're leaving Give Kids a Smile Day now. And again, that happened February 3rd up in Cleveland at Case Western Reserve University. It was sponsored by the Ohio Dental Association, and all those kids received free dental care by the dentist and the school, not paid for by the public money. And now we're going to move on to an interview that I did with a woman by the name of Tanya Williams, who is a reporter for, I can't remember the name of her her company, so she'll tell us here in just a sec. Here we go. All right, so welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and today's show is going to be an interesting show because I received a request from a girl named Tanya Williams, and Tanya works for, tell me, Tanya.
For theexaminer.com.
Examiner.com. And Tanya, you had asked if you could interview me about some dental topics, correct?
Exactly.
And I thought it would be kind of fun if we not only did the interview for your publication, but if we went ahead and recorded it, and so after your publication is in print or online, I guess, then we can air this interview and people can, well, they'll know when they go to read your, when they read your article that they'll be able to listen to the live interview on my show,
okay,
Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, on Sunday mornings from 8 to 9.
Okay.
So is that okay with you?
That is okay with me.
Okay. So I guess then we'll just go ahead and you can start asking your question.
Okay. Is there a term for rotting teeth?
The term for rotting teeth is basically, we call it rampant decay, severe caries. Caries is another word that we use for tooth decay. It's C-A-R-I-E-S. And,
okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty much just bad tooth decay.
And you said the other word was what? Ramp? You said ramp?
Rampant. R-A-M-P-A-N-T.
Oh, rampant. Just like rampant. Okay.
Yeah. Rampant decay.
Okay. What is the origin of rotting teeth?
Actually, the origin of rotting teeth is the teeth actually being eaten by acids. Now, where the acids come from are acids that are given off by bacteria, the bacteria that live in our mouth all of the time. And when they have a food supply, which would be the little bits and pieces of food that we eat that we don't brush off properly or floss out properly, then they live and they breathe and they give off acids, and those acids eat at the enamel surface. And once it does that, it turns, first of all, enamel turns white, and then it gets into the dentin, which is the next layer, and that turns brown, and it gets all soft and mushy.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, can one stop rotting, can one stop a rotting tooth from getting worse?
The only way to stop a tooth from getting worse that's already decayed is to have a filling done, to have a dentist go in and remove the soft part, the decayed part, and place a filling in its place. You can't stop decay once it started on your own at home. Now, let me just qualify that a little bit. There are some products that if it's still in enamel only, if it's just, a third of the way through the enamel, maybe up to about a half of the way through the enamel, there are some products out there that claim to remineralize tooth, and they've been proven to do so. But when you're talking about a rotten tooth, you're already through the enamel and into the dentin. And so, no, you cannot remineralize dentin, only enamel and only a little bit.
Okay. Now, is it true that smoking or doing drugs can rot your teeth?
Well, let's start with smoking. Smoking, I assume you mean cigarette smoking, correct?
Yeah, smoking or any kind of smoking.
You mean like pipes and cigars?
Yeah, those too.
Okay. We're not talking weed yet.
Well, I mean, wouldn't all be smoking, you know?
Well, I guess you're probably right. Okay, so, you know, smoking in general will decrease the blood supply to the gums especially, and it causes them to be more susceptible to gum disease. People that smoke have a very much higher incidence of periodontal disease than people who don't, because of that lack of blood supply. The blood is like life-giving. As long as you have good blood flowing to the area, you're going to be able to fight off infections and fight off attack much, much better than if you have a compromised blood supply, and that's pretty much universal.
Okay.
So smoking decreases the blood supply, limits your body's ability to heal or resist a disease.
Okay. All right. Is there any age that has more issues with rotting teeth?
Well, actually, the number one cause of tooth loss in children is tooth decay.
Really? Okay.
Right. The number one cause of tooth loss in adults is periodontal disease, which is losing the bone and the supporting structures. So, yes, it would be children.
Okay. Now, you had celebrity Ted Williams as a patient. How did that come about? Okay.
How did it come about?
Yes.
Well, it came about because of my radio show, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, as aired on Sunny 95.
Okay.
Maybe you know it's on Sunday mornings. Okay. 8 to 9, and you might know that Ted is a former radio guy.
Okay.
And so Ted had been doing some voiceover work for a gentleman that had a show on a sister station of Sunny 95. So I was already kind of in that network, if you will.
Right.
Originally, Dr. Phil had offered to get Ted's teeth fixed, and you might remember that about 9 days after Ted was checked into the Origins Recovery Center, which is where Dr. Phil sent him, he checked himself out.
Wow, right.
So we kind of fell out of favor with Dr. Phil at that point. But even prior to that, he had sent Ted to his dentist friend in L.A., and Ted just didn't like it there. He didn't like the feel. He told me he didn't feel like the dentist was really interested in him. He felt like he was more interested in the fact that it was kind of like a celebrity in his chair. And so Ted just left. He didn't let the guy do anything.
Okay.
The people that I know in the radio world, of course, they know I'm a dentist because my show's Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. And so they asked me if I would be interested in taking care of Ted's teeth.
Okay.
And of course I said, absolutely not. No, I'm kidding.
No, not you.
Well, it was quite a challenge, I'll have to tell you.
Okay. Really, okay. So it's funny that no one else was, you know, gearing towards him, you know, trying to gain his business.
Well, I think this was pretty early on in the process before, You have to be, this was, well, Ted was not far removed from being homeless, and you might remember the story about how Doral Chenoweth was the dispatch reporter that happened to come upon Ted and, you know, gave him a couple bucks and had say, you know, he had, go ahead and read what's on your sign, and he did, and Doral was pretty impressed by that, and so about a week later, he came back, this time with a videographer with him, a gentleman with a camera, and I guess he gave another buck or two and said, hey, can you read that sign again for me? This time we want to film it, and they did. Now, once they did that, and they put it on YouTube, and that YouTube video...
Was it Doral Chenoweth? He came back...
I think his first name is Doral, D-O-R-A-L, and then last name, I believe, is C-H-E-N-O-W-I-T-H. And it might be the third, Doral Chenoweth the third, I think.
Okay.
I'm not...
Okay.
Don't quote me on that one. You might be able to check the YouTube video.
You think I've been Googling...
Yeah, oh, Google definitely, definitely, yeah.
Okay, okay. So, is he a radio personality?
No, he works for the Columbus Dispatch.
Columbus Dispatch, gotcha, okay.
Yeah, so he filmed that video, put it on YouTube, it went viral, and when it went viral, WNCI, you might remember Dave and Jimmy, started talking and saying, hey, if anybody knows how to reach this guy, have him call us. So Ted had one of those prepaid cell phones with about 3 minutes left on it. Some guy pulled up on the entrance ramp, or exit ramp, I think it was, in his car, and he says, hey, I think you're the guy that they're talking about on WNCI. You need to call them. And he gave him the number, and so he called, and they invited him in. I think they even had to send somebody to go get him. So the point of this is that Ted wasn't exactly reachable at this point, so not many people would know how to get in touch with him.
Exactly. Exactly.
So his people knew how to get in touch with me, let's put it that way.
Okay.
Long story for a long way for a short answer, but that was it.
Okay. Now, we as the public, we have seen that his teeth were discolored, and are you able to elaborate on what he suffered from? Or?
Actually, I can, because Ted and I have this agreement. He's agreed that to let me share his story. Normally, this would be covered under the privacy laws, the HIPAA.
Right.
Rology.
Right, exactly.
But Ted was nice enough to say, hey, I know I didn't take care of my teeth, and perfectly willing to let you share my story. So basically, Ted was missing several teeth. He had a couple teeth that were just rotten to the core. I call them tooth crumbs, meaning they were just so rotten that there were just roots left. Mm-hmm. His teeth were yellow, as you might remember. I mean, let's face it, wasn't it the biggest thing people said about him is, oh my goodness, those teeth.
Yeah, his teeth, right.
Right, and exactly. And so he's missing teeth. He has rotten teeth. He has yellow teeth. He also had gum disease. He had abscess. He had what's called an upside-down smile. Now, that has nothing to do with not having dental care. That's just the way his mouth, teeth, and gums grew.
Okay.
But what was interesting is when I started Ted's work, he said to me, he says, you know, Dr. Kvitko, I thought when we arranged for you to do a smile makeover for me, I thought you were going to do a little bit of maybe some porcelain veneers and some tooth bleaching. And he said, I had no idea it would be this involved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, an upside down, you know how, think of a smiley face where the smile goes, it's like upper left to lower to right, it goes down and then back up. Okay. The smile goes down and back up. Well, turn that upside down. That's what Ted's smile looked like, with the middle, that his front teeth being at the top of the circle instead of the bottom. Does that make sense to you?
Little bit.
Well, just take your smiley face and turn it upside down.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a frown at that point, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so gotcha. When he smiled, his back teeth were lower than his front teeth, which were higher than his back teeth on the other side. So it was completely upside down.
Okay.
So in order to give him, see, if I'd have just whitened his teeth and if I'd have just put some veneers on there, he would have had a really ugly white smile.
Gotcha.
Would have been an ugly white. So white teeth doesn't always give you a great smile.
That's true.
It just gives you a whiter smile.
Exactly.
Okay. So when he smiled, and at some point, if you want, I can show you some before pictures, he had all the cheek and gum and all this pink stuff showing. He didn't have very much tooth showing. And in order to correct for that, I not only had to take care of his abscesses and take care of getting rid of those rotten teeth and get, you know, fill in spaces where he was missing teeth, but I had to do some serious cosmetic gum contouring to raise the gum line on the back parts, the part that is normally in the shadows when a person smiles,
mm-hmm.
You know, not just the front six, but the other teeth, so that I could raise the gum line of those teeth, and when I put my porcelain veneers and my crowns on there, he now had a right side up smile.
Okay.
So think of the lips are kind of like a frame, and the teeth are the picture.
Right.
And the teeth
right.
have to fill the frame. If the picture doesn't fill the frame, it doesn't look right.
Exactly.
So I had to raise his gum line. It was pretty severe in places. And in fact, he swelled a little bit after the one visit because of all of the gum contouring I had to do. And
you said he sweated a little bit?
No. He had even had a little bit of swelling.
Oh, swelling. Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Which, you know, we're not talking about just like a little bit. We had to do a lot. You know, like people swell after they have a tooth out.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he had a little swelling after the gum surgery I had to do for him. Well, yeah. That's not that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things. It certainly came out nice. And so we did that. We put crowns on. We did bridges. We did, let me think here. Go ahead.
No, I just say ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee. Oh, I thought you had a follow-up question. No, I mean, there isn't a tooth in Ted's head that I haven't touched or didn't have to touch.
Okay.
And there's actually more work to be done. As we sit here today, he still has a temporary bridge and a temporary couple of crowns that are still temporary because he has another appointment or two that we have to complete.
Okay. Now, he's not here in Ohio, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he lives right here in central Ohio. Can't give you his address, but I can tell you, I know where he lives. I've been there.
Oh, okay. No, I don't want that. I just want to laugh.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I'm gonna love you with my hands, Dad. Show me your teeth.
Tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
Oh, welcome back to Dentally Speaking. I just wanted to give you an update. Actually, as it turns out, I saw Ted about 2 Fridays ago, I think it was. And I now have his permanent bridge in, his permanent crowns. We cleaned his teeth. We got everything, couple fillings. We got everything done. So as you can tell, this interview was conducted a while back. And it did take Ted a little time to get in because he is afraid of the dentist. But we actually got him in. And he came in and we took good care of him. And he sent me an email, which I was looking for, called Eternally Grateful. So Ted's been very, very gracious and very, very appreciative. And it makes it all worthwhile. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and we will continue our interview now with Tanya Williams. He's actually doing pretty well. Just to give you an update as I know it, Ted signed a deal with Comcast to do voiceover work.
Now,
do you know how each network has kind of like the voice that does all of their promos, you know, whether it's tune in to so-and-so drama because, you know, JR is going to get shot or whatever, and it's always the same voice, right? So Ted's going to do voiceover work for Comcast. Some steady work for him. And he has his book. They're about to launch his promotional tour of his for his book. That will be not just in the U.S. but in other countries. He has shot the first episode of a reality show. And the sizzle reel, which I've seen, is being shopped. My understanding is there are a few networks that are bidding on it as we speak. And so we're going to be hearing more from Ted here pretty soon. You know, he did complete the Origins Recovery Center 90-day program.
He did complete. That's good.
Yeah, he went back to Origins, and he spent 90 days. It was from May 5th until August 5th. And so he's been out a little bit now, and he has good people around him. And I really think that he's going to be fine. In fact, when he went to sign the Comcast deal, he went and visited some of the people that were down there in the Occupy Wall Street protest. I think he just did it to say hello. I don't know what he thinks of Wall Street, to be honest, but I think he just went out just to say hi. And I saw a little YouTube video where people were coming up to Ted and they wanted their picture taken with him. So it shows me that even though he's been out of people's minds for a little bit, once he reappears, he's like back in people's, you know, good graces again, especially since he did the recovery thing.
Right, exactly. I don't think he really was ever out of it because a lot of people really had, I mean, just the sentiment here was that, you know, people were, you know, they felt sorry for him. It was a lot more empathy, and they were sympathetic to his, you know, situation. So even if he didn't finish, you know, there was a little negative feedback that I got, but there was a majority of people understanding how he got there and why he's there now. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't so much that they was really blaming him. They were more like they were just looking at his situation and saying, well, you know, he's already a drug addict, so... You know, what more would you expect for him, maybe not to complete the program? And so, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. It was a lot thrown at him all at once. He didn't have a driver's license. He still doesn't, by the way. But just to get on a plane to go to the Today Show, he needed some kind of a government ID. He couldn't even get on a plane. So it was all these offers all of a sudden. My understanding is there's still some negotiations with the Cavaliers. Remember, one of the offers he'd received from them was to maybe come up and call their games. And, you know, NBA's not playing right now, so there's plenty of time to have those kind of discussions. And I'm not 100% sure where they are, but I do know that they've been able to rekindle those. And who knows, maybe it will turn out to be something that is steady for him. Because I think what he really needs is steady work, you know. You can't really plan your future if you just work here and there.
Exactly.
And that's where the Comcast thing is great for Ted, because it's something like 2 days a week for a year. And so, you know, who knows? Maybe, I don't know if it has to be a certain 2 days or if he could be calling Cavaliers games the other days. I don't really know. But, you know, I'm excited for him.
That's
honestly,
great.
When you
that's
see,
good.
if his reality show gets on the air, I think it's going to really be a hit because, you know what? You don't get to be homeless by being completely normal. And and like you said, you know, he had some. He was a drug addict, but he also, I believe, has bipolar. And you know, bipolarism will cause people to become homeless in a lot of cases because, you know, when one minute they're nice to their friends, the next minute they're mean to their friends.
Yeah.
And they don't know it. They can't control it. It's a little bit like PMS for women. You know how?
Well,
but think about it. You know you've said and you've been a little bit mean to maybe a guy in your life at a time, and you didn't mean it, but you couldn't help it.
Right.
During that time of the month, am I wrong or?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so think if you had that all the time. Think if you had those feelings all the time and you couldn't control them. Well, I think that explains Ted. I do know he's on medication now. And so that tries to normalize. And he's not the only one that's bipolar. There's plenty of bipolar people out there. But you put that together with this drug addiction that he got into, and it's amazing that he's still able to be as normal as he is, as often as he is. And I think that Yeah, I really think that we're gonna see more of Ted, and I'll tell you what, the sizzle reel that I saw it would make me want to watch.
Really? Yeah. Okay. So yeah. It could be interesting. So, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it if that's the case, and I can make a mention of that, and you know, anyone that Googles him or whatever, you know, and
yeah. Tell me the name of your publication again.
It's you're making me forget. Examiner.com.
Examiner.com, okay.
Yes.
All right.
They just actually wrote me, and it was like, are you doing another article? I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to get the article together.
Okay. So, when's it gonna be on there?
I'm hoping that I can get this done at least by the end of next week.
Okay, so it'll be on examiner.com
December 12th? Give it December 12th.
Is a Monday, 2 Mondays.
Yeah, but what I'll do is I'll email you updates, so then that way you'll know if it's done sooner than that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sounds cool.
So, when is he coming? When is Mr. Williams coming in?
I don't have the...
the appointment book.
I'll tell you this is maybe I shouldn't tell you this, but I guess it's okay because he's terrified of dentists. All right, remember I said it was a real challenge, and I mean Ted admits it, and I've had him on my show, and honestly he missed his last 3 appointments, and he in his mind he has a good reason for every one, but I know it's really that he's terrified. What I'm doing now is I said, Ted, you know what? I just can't afford to set aside another hour or two for you and have you not come.
Right.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call you when I have a last-minute opening. And if you can come, great. And if you can't, then we'll just try again another time.
Okay.
And so that's where we are in the process, is we're just going to, you know, we'll use them as a last-minute to fill in, and and I'll get them done. It's not a lot of work that I have to do, but somebody that's as afraid as Ted is, it just, this phobia. He just cannot make his body get in that car or walk in the office or sit in that chair without an awful lot of prodding. I do give him drugs. We do sedate him when he comes.
Okay.
And it's the only way we can treat him, actually.
Okay. Wow. Okay, well, let's move on.
Okay.
Let's see. Now, how many appointments have you done up until this point on Mr. Williams?
Oh, boy. Let me think.
In case somebody else has the same condition, they could probably look and say, oh, okay, well, it's really involved, and if they want a consult, you know, maybe, you know.
Well, we purposely did Ted in a relatively few but very, very long appointments. So if somebody else wants to have it that way, they're more than welcome to. But, and I'll tell you, let me think. I saw him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I maybe have seen him about 5, possibly 6 times. But I mean, each time, because of the sedation, it was hours. I mean, I worked on him one day from 8 in the evening till 3:30 in the morning. Now, we do it those times because his schedule and mine and... We don't, when he comes and his entourage comes, he kind of takes over the office and it's a little bit disruptive to our normal schedule.
Gotcha. Right. Gotcha.
And so we chose to do him when we're closed.
Okay. That would make sense, though.
I'm thinking that, you know, Ted's work, honestly, now that I think of it, I could probably do somebody else with the same amount of tooth decay, tooth loss, gum disease, all that. I could probably do somebody else in maybe 3 or 4 visits if they don't mind sitting in the chair. You know, the reality is Ted's schedule was kind of crazy, and Ted's really, really hard to work on. But most people aren't quite that hard. And so I bet you if it didn't involve having to wait for teeth to heal after extractions, if I weren't placing implants, meaning when you place an implant, we have to wait 3 months on the lower and 6 months on the upper before we can put a crown there.
Okay.
But if I didn't have to wait for that, most people, I can do them start to finish in about 3 weeks.
So you said 3 to 4 months for the implants?
After you place an implant on the lower arch, you have to wait 3 months for the bone to grow up to the implant.
Oh, okay.
After you place one on the upper arch, you have to wait 6 months for the bone to grow up to the implant because upper bone is not as strong as lower bone.
Okay.
But if there were no implants involved in somebody's care, I could have like 1 or 2 longer appointments, send it off to the lab, get it back in 2.5 to 3 weeks, and put everything in, and most people, I could get them taken care of in less than a month.
Wow. Okay. Then, like I said, I mean, if they're interested and say, okay, well, how long would it take if I had that close to that condition, you know? So
right.
Maybe they can say, okay, well, maybe mine won't be as extensive as his. And if they're curious, they're like, okay, maybe his took a little longer. Mine may not be as extensive. So
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's all different.
Right. Okay. What preventative advice did you give Mr. Williams?
Preventative advice?
Advice, yes.
Oh, I've just encouraged him.
As far as to upkeep his, you know, the maintenance and...
Yes. I mean, we have given him oral hygiene instruction. We've explained to him how to brush, how often to brush,
okay.
That he should floss, and how to floss underneath his bridge work.
Okay.
It's pretty simple stuff. I'm telling you, if your teeth are healthy, if you don't have cavities now, and you start brushing... and you floss, and you do it properly. You do it thoroughly. You do it at the right time, which is after you've eaten and before you go to bed and when you get up and all that.
Okay.
It is very easy to control tooth decay. You really can do it. It doesn't...
Okay.
There is no magic. It's not, oh, I got bad teeth from my mom. You know what? That's
just
That's just an excuse.
Exactly.
And the fact that your mom had dentures doesn't mean you're going to have dentures or your dad or any of that. It's just people are lazy.
So don't blame it on genetics. Or
don't blame it on genetics. I'll tell you what, there is a genetic connection, but there's nothing that can't be overcome by good brushing, good flossing. You have to go to a dentist on a regular basis.
Right.
And there are a few people out there with a relatively high incidence of decay, meaning they get decay easier than someone else,
okay.
who, if we know they're one of those folks, and we'll find out by whether we, let's say we get you healthy today, you come back in 6 months and you have another cavity, all right, well, you have a high incidence of decay. So what we would do for you is fix that cavity, and then we would make you custom fluoride carriers.
Okay.
Now, custom fluoride carriers look like mouth guards, but they're not.
Okay.
They hug every nook and cranny of your teeth. And at night, after you've brushed and flossed, we would give you a prescription fluoride gel, and you put the gel in each of these carriers. You put them in your mouth for 60 seconds, you take them out, you spit out any excess, you don't rinse, you just spit out the excess, and you go to sleep.
Gotcha.
And if you do that, even the people that have that high incidence of decay, that genetic connection, they will not get cavities either.
Gotcha.
But once you have the cavity, none of this stuff works. Your cavity keeps growing. It's like cavities breed cavities. As long as there's decay in your tooth, let's say you come in and I take out... you have this huge cavity, and I take out the decay and I put a filling in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say that I purposely left a little bit of decay just to see what would happen.
Okay.
Guess what? It keeps growing.
Exactly. Yeah, because you left it there, of course.
Well, no, think about it. It's not so intuitive to think that just because there's decay there, it's going to grow. I've put a big filling in, so now no food is getting in there, no sugar is getting in there, no bacteria in there. So why is it still growing?
Because there's still decay there.
Well, you think it's just an automatic because, and honestly, you're correct in that it does. But why does decay breed decay? We don't really know. Why does just because there's a cavity there, does it keep growing? But it does. So unless we've scraped every last little bit out and we've gotten down to the solid, hard, healthy part, it will keep growing. So, Tanya, it was very nice having you on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. The pleasure is all mine. And I'll be talking to you.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so... and again, you could tell that was recorded a while back because this was before Ted came in. But, you know, the happy ending is that Ted did come in. And like I said, his teeth looked great. And he told me through his agent that, you know, how great his mouth feels and how happy he is. And, you know, I don't know if you remember me talking about this or not, but when Ted first kind of skyrocketed to fame, he was in the news a lot. Well, Howard Stern had made a comment about how jacked up Ted's teeth were, and they were just, that was the biggest topic about Ted, is like, wow, you know, listen to that voice, but too bad he has those teeth. And it actually hurt Ted's feelings. I mean, you can expect people would say that. I mean, I was saying that when I saw him. But now that now that they're fixed, of course, he can walk into a room and proudly smile, and he really looks great. He does have a multi-nation tour coming up to promote his upcoming book. I believe that is going to take place in May. And so, with any luck, we'll be hearing more about Ted, and that his reality show will get going, and he'll be able to, you know, live the American dream that we all hope for him. I don't see him as ever, you know, having a little house with a picket fence, because he lived homeless for too many years for that. Can't see him cutting his own grass or anything. But the fact that he can, you know, live a nice life and not be out on the street is pretty neat. And it's one of those, you know, rags to riches, no riches yet, but maybe someday story that I'm just, you know, proud to be a part of. Now, some of the things that we talked about there, the brushing, you know, it really is true. However, people think that if their mouth doesn't hurt, then they don't need to go to a dentist. So it starts out by being a situation where you have to take care of your teeth. I mean, let's say you can't afford to go to a dentist. And by the way, as you heard earlier, we talked about how, what is it, $30 a month on average? And every time I do the math, every time somebody comes in who's been away for a while, and we create a treatment plan for them that says this is what it's going to take to make your mouth healthy, I swear, it almost always comes up to somewhere between $30 and $35 a month. So what does that tell me? If you can, if any way, you can start putting aside $30 to $35 a month for your dental care, even if your teeth feel great, because you don't know if you have a cavity. I mean, I saw two people just last week who had toothaches. They waited too long. One gentleman, I saw him in 2008. And in 2008, he had this really bad tooth. It was so bad that I had to take half of it out. I took a molar and took half, one root out, the bad, really bad one, did a root canal on the other one, and made a bicuspid out of a molar to save his tooth. He was tickled. The one in front of it had a tiny little cavity, just a little one, but that's not what we were doing that day. We were just doing the one that was hurting. And so guess what? He comes back 4 years later, hadn't seen him in 4 years. He's got another toothache over there, and it's that tooth with a little cavity now has this big, huge cavity, and it too now needs a root canal and a big buildup and a crown. And that's going to cost him $2,500. And if he had just done that little filling that might have cost him $80 4 years ago, he wouldn't need this and he wouldn't be having pain. So, you know, I talk about this a lot. We all know there are things we're supposed to do. Heck, we're supposed to check our air pressure in our tires, right? Every so often. Who does that? you know, who checks the wheel lug nuts every so many miles? We don't really do that. At least I don't. But this is our body, something that I believe we need to take better care of than our car or our house or our guitar. So anyway, all right. Well, hey, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. It's time to go to a break, and there'll be more when we come back.
This is Dr. Mike Reitelbach of the Grandview Animal Clinic. Did you know that tooth-related disease is the number one problem veterinarians see in dogs and cats? 80% of dogs and 70% of cats have periodontal disease by the age of 3. Poor oral health can lead to tooth loss, heart, liver, or kidney disease, and a weakened immune system. Come get your pet's teeth checked out. Call Dr. Mike at Grandview Animal Clinic at 614-486-9595. That's 614-486-9595, or visit GrandviewAnimalClinic.com.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain Veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
All right, we're out of time. Tune in next Sunday at 8 o'clock and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 here on Sunny 95. Thank you so much.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.